A proposal to build a crude oil pipeline through the Midwest is now in the hands of state regulators in Iowa and Illinois. This week, we're taking a closer look at the project and some of the questions surrounding it. We pick up our series with a look into how the proposed pipeline could affect residents' abilities to insure their properties. Gerald and Tammy Brewer own a home and a small acreage in Lee County. When the couple found out Dakota Access wanted to run the pipeline through their property, they became concerned. They worried about the potential for a leak or an explosion and how that risk would impact their homeowner's policy. So they called their insurance agent to find out.
She said, "I'm sorry," she said, "but if this goes through your property, we'll drop you."
Yeah, they won't provide insurance for our home anymore.
Well, that's partially accurate.
Carrie Klepfer works at KSB Insurance Agency in Keokuk, along with the agent who represents the Brewers. Klepfer remembers when they called about the pipeline.
This person who called our office said, "There's a hazardous material pipeline going to be on my property. Is that going to affect my insurance?"
Klepfer called a few of the insurance providers KSB works with and discovered,
"You call any underwriter and you say the H word, the hazardous word, that underwriter's going to go, 'Heck no, we don't want this. We want off of it now because it's hazardous.'"
But if instead of saying hazardous pipeline to the agent, Klepfer said crude oil pipeline, the insurance companies gave him a different answer.
"They don't consider crude oil to be a hazardous material."
The Brewers weren't using the H word to be dramatic. They were quoting Iowa law, which names at least 8 materials as hazardous liquids. Crude oil is first on the list. But insurance companies don't seem to care right now, though that could change if something happens.
Insurance companies are always really good about, "Well, we had a house explode due to a pipeline. Now we don't want to have anything to do with any pipelines."
Klepfer says a lot of insurance companies don't even think to ask about pipelines, even though some homeowners, like the Brewers, are concerned about the risks. One such risk is the chance of an explosion. We'll look at that part of the story tomorrow. I'm Abby Wendell, Tri-State's Public Radio News.